Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina, 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. Once a week, we do the Ask Sean edition. I love this because we get tons and tons of questions. And I always say, if somebody's asking them, there's another person that has a similar question. The one I got a bunch of them here, but you know, Sean, what are the advantages of being self-employed? Basically saying, hey, why would I want to be an entrepreneur? Why would I prefer that as to being an employee? It's because there's a contrast. So that's what we're going to look at. Self-employed, left-hand side, right-hand side, being an employee. Being an employee, one is typically when you go home at night, you can shut off the major problems of what you went through work with. In other words, they pay you for 8 hours. There's nothing that says you have to spend the next 16 hours thinking about, you know, the company. Okay, that's one thing. Number two is that if you don't like leading, you can be led by someone else. Okay, that's another thing that's, you know, advantageous if you want to be an employee. Number three is, but I don't think it really is that you have more job security. If you're working for a big, you know, company, you're probably going to keep your job, where obviously if you were a startup, it may not last that long. So they're the obvious choices, you know, of why most people want to be employees. All right, but let's talk about what I view as your seven advantages of being self-employed, or the seven advantages of being an entrepreneur. Because self-employed typically means you are employing yourself. You're an owner. All right, here's the seven advantages. I hope one of these massively motivates you. And guess what? If none of these seven motivate you, there's nothing wrong with being an employee. Okay, I want to say that clearly. I am grateful for the people that work for me that are employees. They like when they leave, they don't have to worry about anything. Their weekends, they don't have to worry about anything. You know, they don't have to figure out how to make the phone ring. They're limited in their responsibilities. And some of them, they like that they're being managed every day, being told what to do. That fits some people. But then there's the others, like me. So what are the seven advantages? Number one is you dictate your income. This never made sense to me as an employee. Let's say, you know, I'm getting paid $50,000 a year. And it would be great to get, I hear this is great and I can't imagine it, but like a 3% pay raise. So 3%, that would be, okay, $1,500 a year. To me, that's almost darn close to a communistic system. In other words, okay, let's say you it's great to grow at 5%. So you're going to get a $2,500 raise after taxes. You're going to net $1,700. I mean, that motivates you. So I don't like the idea of employee because you at some point you peak out, you know, in most cases, barring, you know, being a CEO or, you know, professional athlete, things of that nature. But normally at some point your position parallels, you know, a pay scale, and then it goes up systematically. And even the systematic growth is pretty fixed. As self-employed, I just got to find another profit stream. I can cut my margins. In that I can cut my expenses to create, so, and creates bigger margins. Let me word that way. So I can create better margins by cutting my expenses. Okay, so I like that I can dictate my own income. I do that. I actually play games. I this is contradictory to every line of thinking, but I've never bought anything pre the age of 40 that I could afford. You're going, what are you talking about, Sean? You know, Dave Ramsey loses mind. Now, I'm very much a proponent of very little debt, so I like to pay things off quickly, but everything I own, I couldn't afford at the time I bought it. I bought a BMW, my first BMW in 2004, convertible. I could not afford it. I had two decent cars at the time, but I wanted to buy the BMW. I bought it to stretch me. I wanted to have the pressure of having to make more money. I turned it into a game. And it did. I increased my income dramatically to pay for that BMW. And I've had a BMW convertible ever since in my garage. I put like 5,000 miles a year on them. The house I currently live in was well above the normal income level that I was making. It absolutely made me press and push. I mean, I was living in a typical, 3,000 square foot house. House I live in now is, main house is 7,400 square feet, 10 foot ceilings, all brick. Guest house of another 1,500 square feet, pool house, swimming pool. It's a big place. I had to stretch myself to afford it. But you can only do that if you're self-employed, if you're an entrepreneur, because I dictated my income and I knew that I could create more income. That was the thing I was completely confident in doing. Second, you can create a flexible schedule. I've said this all the time. I've never missed a school function of anything I wanted to attend. Yes, honey, those piano recitals that I said I was busy for, I was very, very busy. Okay, sporting events, I was there. Okay, but I have an incredibly flexible schedule. I love that I was able to, be around in the morning while my kids were getting ready for school. I love that I'm home for dinner. And I love that's probably why I have two very high functional, high self-esteem children. I do believe my schedule allowed for that. Okay, this might be the only question we answer, but I think it's so good. Next is what I like is you can work in your strengths and pay others to do what you're not good at. Typically, if you're an employee, they give you a job and you got to do it, good and bad. There's things you like and there's things you don't like, but you can't like go back to the boss and go, listen, I'm not really good at these three things right here. Could you get somebody else to do that? Can I get like a part-time person? Now, if you're self-employed, you absolutely know you stay in your strengths and you hire people to do what you're not good at. Okay, I have somebody in my office that I can shoot a text to all day long that takes care of very time-consuming things that would be time-consuming for me, but they're really quick at it and they take care of it. They manage my schedule and create folders and paperwork and things like that. Why? So I can stay in generating business. Managing the paperwork for a client, I don't want to do that. Okay, so you're able to work in your strengths. Let me give you an example. I took a self-employed position with Thomas Register. This was like 20 years ago. It was the largest industrial buying guide. I don't even know how to spell industrial. And when I was at the training, I realized when I kind of looked at the job, the way they were laying it out, I knew to be successful and I kind of broke out what I would need to do. I would need to get in front of good people. This is sales, I need to generate leads, which they could do pretty good at creating because they had a neat product at the time. But I needed somebody to contact those people, create appointments, and then you had to do these proposals to get their attention. Well, I knew I could sell, but I didn't want to do the other four things. So while I was sitting literally in this training, I ran an ad for somebody to do telemarketing for me, to call high qualified leads, and I would give them the people to call. So that was the easy part. So it wasn't like they were calling blindly. I paid another person to come in the office 3 days a week for like 4 hours, and they would do all my proposals. And then if I made a sale, they would do all the paperwork that needed to be submitted to the company. Then I even went a step further. I kind of looked at the area that I was going to be serving, and I was like, wow, if I could drive just a little bit further, I could go down to Roanoke, and I could go up here. An hour, I knew I could drive an hour and a half up and back in a day. Okay, that'd be 3 hours on the road, hour and a half. That was my max, to where I could drive, be alert, give a great proposal, and get back, because I wanted to get back before my children got off their bus. So I hired a driver. I hired a retired Navy fella, $10 an hour. He drove my car, and he would take me to all my appointments so I could expand my driving 2.5 hours. So 5 hours in a day in a car, which was fine. I'd sleep on the way down there. He'd wake me up a half hour before, read over my notes on the way back. I'd do some initial paperwork that I'd have to submit to the girl who worked in the office. Okay, what did I do? I hired people to do all the things I didn't want to do so I could be in my area of strength. I made $250,000. It was an incredible thing. My subs that I paid to do all the things I didn't want to do probably maybe cost me $35,000 to $45,000. Not a bad idea. Next is you can build a team. I love building a team. I love that. I love hiring the right people, recruiting the right partners. That is something I really like. So what are the advantages of being self-employed? You can work with people you like, hire people you like. We've all worked for people we didn't like or worked on teams we didn't enjoy. Well, if you're self-employed, you don't have that problem. Next is you get to set the direction of the company and or you. Even if it's just you, you can decide what you want to do, what direction you want to go, what direction you don't want to go. Okay, you set the direction. That's huge. And a lot of people like that. They, you know, even people that work with me, sometimes they have that need to be, to have a seat at the table is what I call it. They're like, you know, can I just be involved in some of our key decisions? You know, you brought me in as a high level person. Can I be involved in that? Well, man, if you own your own company, if you're self-employed, you're definitely going to be setting the direction. Next is you create culture. And this is huge for some people. They want to create a culture that's either, you know, fits their values. I mean, listen, it don't take a rocket scientist to go to a Chick-fil-A and realize the culture is a touch different than other fast food restaurants. Okay, if you've ever shopped at Zappos, you know there's definitely a good culture there. If you've ever been to Nordstrom, there's a good culture there. It's Starbucks, there's a culture there. Okay, so you get to create a culture. And to some people, that's really important to create this environment, this vibe that fits their values. Next, I love that you can give generously. I love that we give 2 free hours of services to veterans, retired veterans, you know, in the military, retired military people. That, in fact, is what a veteran is. And we've done it for people that were disabled and things of that nature. It allows you to give generously. You know, your philanthropy is done by people that actually have money. You are aware of that. I love how people, you know, don't want companies to make money, but your most generous givers are people that have ownership of very successful companies, Bill Gates and all the way down the line, and many of them that have agreed to give away half their wealth. Okay, these are just advantages that I found. So if you're deciding, you're 21, 22, 23, whatever, or you're considering starting a business, let's go left and right. On the left-hand side is the advantages of why you would want to own your own company or, you know, be self-employed. You want to dictate your income. You want to create a flexible schedule. You want to work in your area of strengths, get other people to do the things you don't want to do. You want to build a team. You want to create the culture of the company that you're working for. I mean, this is important for you. You want to set the direction of the company. You want to give generously. Okay, you better have a few of these if you're going to step out and be self-employed. On the other side, you don't mind being managed by somebody. You're not so concerned about who you work with. You don't mind working, you know, a set work schedule. You're fine with that. You feel like you have more security working for somebody, like if you're a school teacher, nurse, or something like that. There's no wrong answer. But if you're going to be self-employed or you're going to be an entrepreneur, you better fall into one of these two, and it better be very clear. If not, you're not, don't be an entrepreneur. You better be clear. Stay as an employee until you're super, super clear on what's going to motivate you. Again, this was Sean Castrina. This was the Ask Sean edition. And somebody asked me, Sean, what are the advantages to being self-employed or to being an entrepreneur as opposed to being an employee? They're making this decision. And yes, I took 13 minutes to answer it. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. Subscribe to it, like it, rate it, tell others about it. Podcast has a very simple mission: equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs. Thank you for listening.